in two particular stories. One about the Jewish sprinters, Jeremy, who at the last moment were denied the chance to compete for the United States. Tell us what that was about.
Well, the plan had always been, since the trials in July 1936 in the U.S., that the guys who would run the relay, the sprint relay, would be Frank Wyckoff, Foy Draper, and two Jewish sprinters named Marty Glickman and Sam Stoller. Of course, Marty became one of the great broadcasters, pioneering sports broadcasters of all time. On the day of the race, the first day, it's run over the course of 2 days, the 4x100-meter relay. There's a meeting at which the head track coach informs the team that he's changed his mind, that he hears reports that the Germans and the Dutch have been hiding their best sprinters, a statement that's demonstrably absurd. You can't hide world-class sprinters. And so he insists on putting Jesse Owens and Ralph Metcalf on the team, who are the United States' best sprinters, two African-Americans. What happens then has been told different ways over the last 71 years. Marty Glickman said that Jesse Owens stood up and said, "Coach, I've already got my three gold medals. Let Marty and Sam run." Jesse said that he stood up and said, "I've got my medals. Let Sam Stoller run," but didn't mention Marty. Ralph Metcalf, for his part, one of Jesse's closest friends, said he didn't remember Jesse saying anything. So it was kind of a he said, she said for a long, long time. The accusation by Marty Glickman and others was that anti-Semitism was involved, that Avery Brundage, who we previously mentioned, and Lawson Robertson were basically kowtowing to Hitler, did not want to embarrass the Fuhrer by putting Jews on the gold medal podium. That's possible. I think it's just as likely that the assistant track coach, Dean Cromwell, who is the USC track coach, just was protecting his guys, who happened to be Foy Draper and Frank Wyckoff, and wanted them to win gold medals. Regardless, what people haven't talked about for more than 70 years is the fact that Jesse lobbied to be on the relay after winning his three individual gold medals. And I'm not saying he didn't have the right to. He was the best in the world. Today it wouldn't even be an issue.
It wouldn't be an issue today.
It wouldn't be an issue. At that time, it was kind of half and half. Sometimes the best guys ran, sometimes they didn't run in the relay. The U.S. usually won handily, so they figured, let's give all the guys gold medals. But for some reason, for more than 70 years, nobody's reported that all week long Jesse was saying, you know, boy, I really want to run and get another chance at that medal, which makes it, of course, much less likely that he got up in that meeting and offered to surrender his place on the team.
Plus the idea is not a bad one, that he wants to make sure that they win, not only for himself, but for his country.
Of course. You know, and at that point, he is very upset with what the German press has been writing, calling the black Americans on the team the black auxiliaries, famously, suggesting that their victories don't count because they're subhuman. So he had every reason to be motivated to defeat them and to assure that victory. As it turned out, the Germans and the Dutch were no threat. The Germans didn't even win the silver medal. They won the bronze, and the Dutch were disqualified. The Italians won the silver. So Robertson's rationale was completely silly. But there's no doubt that today Jesse Owens would be running. That doesn't mean that Frank Wyckoff and Foy Draper should have been running instead of Stoller and Glickman. Wyckoff was... by all reports, Sam Stoller was faster than Foy Draper, and so the question really remains why Foy Draper ran and neither of the Jewish runners. But in terms of what Jesse was thinking, if he did stand up in that meeting, I have to think he either had a serious reconsideration and decided he wasn't going to be selfish, or he was just saying it to be polite, knowing that he wasn't really going to change anybody's mind.